Blog Talk Radio.
At Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Big. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I'm most definitely from
New York.
Co-host on the other line, as usual, William Willy Boy Rameau. What's up, Will?
Hey, what's up, Macaulay? What's up, guys out there?
Yes, so tonight we're going to be talking about the hurricane that struck the East Coast and New York City. And I picked that title, Empire State of Mind, because I thought that's an it's an uplifting song that, you know, inspires you. And it shows you that, it shows you how great New York is. You know, I think that song, I picked that song tonight because I thought it would be fitting, since, you know, New Yorkers are going through a hard time right now, you know, getting back after this hurricane has ravaged buildings and people have lost power. Some people have lost lives, family members. Yep. And so I thought that would be a fitting title to start the show off. And, yeah, I mean, we got to talk about it, the hurricane that struck the city. On October 29, on the evening of October 29, Hurricane Sandy, it hit New York and it hit New Jersey and it hit other states that's in the East Coast, like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. I think it hit Maine, Virginia, Florida. But it struck the tri-state area real hard. You know, again, Staten Island was one of the boroughs in New York City that got hit really hard. Seaside Heights in New Jersey, where they filmed the Jersey Shore, you know, that got hit really hard. I mean, you know where where the rides are. Where they it's like a Coney Island type of area.
And, where Jersey Shore always go to.
Mm-hmm. That's where Jersey Shore they filmed the show, and that whole area it's wiped out
now.
It's completely gone, and the sand from the beach, the wind from the hurricane was so powerful, it blew the sand onto the streets, you know, and the rides are all messed up. I mean, it did a number on New Jersey, so, you know, my heart goes out to, you know, people who lost their houses or, you know, people who lost lives in that hurricane that hit New Jersey, Staten Island. Even like parts of Queens, like Breezy Point, Queens, you know, you have a lot of houses that are down right now, and people are in shelters. So, you know, people, they don't have no homes right now. You know, they're going to shelter for food, and they have no power. But, you know, luckily, you know, people are volunteering to help out. Red Cross, Salvation Army, you know, those two organizations, whenever there is a natural disaster or there's some kind of major catastrophe, you know, those two organizations are always there to step up and help people. So,
Did you hear also in Canarsie, like, they weren't expecting to get hit, you know, by the hurricane, and they got affected too.
Yeah, so even parts of Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah.
Parts of Brooklyn, people, you know, buildings got burned down, trees fell on cars, trees fell on houses, you know. It's, man, this was the worst hurricane New York has ever experienced.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's there hasn't been such a catastrophe in the city since 9/11.
Obviously,
9/11 wasn't, nature
raised,
but...
Right. Yeah, 9/11 was more, you know, that was more of a terrorist attack by man.
Yeah, exactly, obviously.
This was all Mother Nature's fault, you know.
Yeah.
But, and she did a number on the tri-state area. She, man, it's the worst hurricane we've ever had, you know.
Yeah, no question.
You know, more, I know some people say, no, it's not as bad as Hurricane Irene. Hurricane Irene, it didn't have this effect that Hurricane Sandy has had. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, Hurricane Irene, the way how they were talking about it, it seemed like it would have this effect. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, Hurricane Irene was bad too, and, you know, lives were lost, obviously. But
this
one really
more,
devastated
the
whole city, the tri-state area, and then some.
Yeah, I mean, they were calling this Frankenstorm, you know.
Yeah.
But I gotta give credit to the city and the governor of New Jersey and of the mayor for some part, but for, you know, giving warnings to people to evacuate certain areas, and they were
also you know, President Obama for you know cutting his campaigning thing and trying to help out.
Yeah, definitely, you have to give credit to them. You know, and credit to everybody that's volunteering and donating money. You know, if you could donate at least, if you could donate, you know, even a penny. You know, I know a penny's not much, but anything right now, you know, that you can donate to help out these people that need help. I mean, donate it to the Red Cross or go to Salvation Army's website to donate. I mean, last night I donated $50 through Red Cross's, through Amazon. But Amazon has like this, where you could enter a dollar amount in this, it's like a search bar kind of. You enter a dollar amount that you can donate to the Red Cross. So right now they're taking payments, you know, for Red Cross, you know, on their website. So I donated $50, and I also donated $50 on the Salvation Army's website for the New York, for the Greater Division of New York. So, you know, I'm trying to do my part because, you know, I love the city. I was born in the city, and I'll always be a New Yorker no matter what. So I feel I do have to, you know, help out in some way, even though I can't physically go out to help and volunteer. You know, if you don't have that much to spare, you know, give a penny or a dollar or something, you know.
Right.
Anything helps right now.
You're right.
You know, people without power. You know, and this is the things that we take for granted in life. We, you know, power, food, water. You know, we take those things granted, and when they're gone, you know, we miss them. You know, don't take those things granted. Don't take life for granted, because at any moment in time, you know, everything could be gone. And we saw that with Hurricane Sandy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know, but New Yorkers, you know, we're resilient. You know, we within the last. You know, the last, you know, 12 years or so, you know, we've gone through a lot with that 9/11, with the blackout in 03, Hurricane Irene, and now Hurricane Sandy. So, you know, this is just another, you know, I don't know, this would be another blockade, I guess.
Or chapter.
That we have to, you know, just overcome. And but, you know, we're resilient, and, you know, we prosper.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to get through this. We have to just come together and, you know, just make New York as the greatest city that it's used to being, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know,
absolutely right.
But I like, you know, besides all the, you know, the devastating pictures and all the images of buildings being wiped out and, you know, people crying on TV, you know, there are some positives. You know,
mm-hmm.
people are, you know, they're helping each other. Like I said, the governor, the mayor, they're stepping up. Yesterday, the mayor canceled the New York City Marathon, which should have been canceled way before, days before. You know.
Yeah, but the mayor finally did make the right decision, but he did have a lot of arm twisted.
Right, right.
Because earlier that day, he was still saying that it was going to go through and all that stuff.
I mean, you know, that should have been canceled right after the hurricane. The day after the hurricane, that should have been canceled.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So he did a bad job in that and not canceling it early, but
nonetheless,
he canceled it, but, you know, it should have been earlier. But
yeah.
I still think the mayor's a dick, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of things Mayor Bloomberg does in the city that, you know, I don't agree with. You know, hopefully he doesn't run for a fourth term. This is like his third term, right?
Well, yeah, and he was able to bend the rules, because normally it's, you know, two times a term.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You're not like, this is not a... This is not a dictatorship, and we're not in a communist government, okay? But, anywho, you know, other than, you know, not canceling the marathon early, you know, he's been doing a good job as far as alerting people and making people aware of what's going on in the city, giving them updates, you know, so he's been keeping us up to date with that.
Right. So, you're right about that.
You know, him and that...
sign language
translator. What do you call those? Like
the sign language interpreter.
Sign language interpreter, right? And of course, his speeches are funny because, like, he's always trying to speak Spanish.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was looking at the interpreter when he was doing that. She was like, her mind, she's probably like, nah, I'm not going to even bother. Oh, man.
But, yeah, I mean, so, you know, like I said, you know, hopefully New Yorkers, you know, we could, you know, this won't keep us down for long. You know, hopefully we can rebuild the city and get back to work, get transportation. I mean, transportation has been, you know, it's right now there's a lot of trains that aren't running, buses.
Yep.
Although the buses have, they've started running the buses. But there's still a lot of trains in the tri-state area that's not running right now because the tunnels and the subways,
water.
I mean, yeah, they were flooded. And
mm-hmm.
even the MTA said this is the worst thing that's ever happened to the MTA, to the subway and the train stations. You know, they've been flooded with water, so the MTA is trying to clear them out, trying to pump the water out of the tunnels and clear out all the trees that's on the train tracks. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done, but, you know, slowly, day by day, they're restoring power. They're clearing up everything as far as trees on the train tracks and pumping water out of the tunnels. And so day by day, you know, we're starting to get things back together, back up and running. So, you know, as the true New Yorkers we are, you know, we're resilient. We'll come back, and New York will be the greatest city once again.
Yep. I mean, it still is, but, you know.
Of course, yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. It will always be the greatest city, no matter what.
Yeah.
You know?
But it'll get its, you know, its swagger back. You know, it took a little lick, but, you know, most important thing, you know, us New Yorkers, you know, we rised up to the occasion, and, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything will be back to normal as soon as possible, as soon as, you know, we have closure. People get power back.
Yep.
And, you know, pay our respect to the people who, you know, who you know, suffered, you know, loss, you know, of family, friends, and, you know, so forth, you know.
Yeah, again, my condolences go out to people who have lost family members. Although, you know, there weren't that many people that died, you know, from this accident. I think there's, what, 21 people that died from this hurricane in the city?
In New York City alone, you're saying.
Yeah, I think 14 are in Staten Island, and Staten Island, they got hit the hardest out of all the five boroughs in New York. And the donation that I made to the Salvation Army, that $50 went to Staten Island alone, because, you know, they got hit hardest out of all the boroughs. So I think they're going to have to, out of all the boroughs, they're going to have to, you know, rebuild certain areas of that borough the most out of any other borough, so... But, you know, we have faith, so hopefully,
definitely.
Again, we'll rebuild everything and get things back up and running. You know, so you just got to be optimistic from here.
Yeah. And a lot of thoughts and prayers, you know, go out, you know, to the people who've really been affected the most.
Yep. And the thing that put a tear in my eye yesterday was the Knicks beating the Heat. I was 50-50 on whether they should have canceled that New York Knicks Heat game. I mean, on one hand, you know, I wanted them to cancel it because, I mean, there's still people that can't get to the city.
Exactly.
By train, and, you know, there's people who bought tickets that, you know, probably couldn't make it. But on the other hand, I wanted the game to go on because, I mean, the game's still got to be played sometime.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
it does. And, you know, hopefully you could have that same 9/11 effect you know, Piazza had, you know, when he hit that home run to help them, you know, the Mets win that game.
Yeah, exactly.
And, of course, the Yankees went on their run that year when
the
they
World Series, that great World Series, right?
Fell to the D-backs. But, you know, it was a, you know, a magical run for the city.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think we'll rebound from this, and, you know, we'll get things back up and running again, and Knicks will win the championship.
Hopefully this could be a catalyst game.
Is that too much to ask for?
Winning
the championship.
Hey, I mean, keep my fingers crossed for at least 20 years. So hopefully they can do it.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in Brooklyn, Jimmy Kimmel was in Brooklyn. You know,
yeah, that Yeah, I saw some of the episodes. It was good.
Oh, yeah. The whole week, the show has been great. He's had Tracy Morgan, Howard Stern. He even had David Letterman on the show.
Yep.
It's been a great show. I was trying to get tickets to it, but all the tickets were sold out, and I should have got them earlier in the year, but... You know, I watched it on TV, and it looks like he did a great show at the band.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, he grew up in, he was Brooklyn. Raised in Brooklyn early on.
Yep.
And then I think he moved to Nevada.
Right.
Later as a kid. But, yeah, on his show, you know, he showed that he went back to his old neighborhood in Brooklyn, you know.
Yeah, that was a
great piece.
Some
family and friends. You know, that was good.
Yeah, that was a great, great segment. Great, you know, series.
Yeah,
being in Brooklyn.
Yeah, and it was funny. It was funny too. And you know, I hope people in Brooklyn who got the chance to go out and see the show. I mean, I hope they're that uplifted them a little bit. You know, after this hurricane.
Exactly.
But on Jimmy Kimmel, I'm gonna play some comedy here. Because
I
think we need comedies for this show. I don't want to,
definitely.
After putting people down and depressing you a little bit, it's time to laugh a little bit now.
You're right.
So I want to play a clip from a Jimmy Kimmel show that he aired last night. And this, every year, he makes parents prank their kids. This year, he for Halloween, he made parents tell their kids that they ate all their Halloween candy. And the reaction on these kids' faces and the way they're crying after they hear that their parents have ate the candy, it's priceless. Let me play it for you here.
We have something fun for you tonight. On Halloween night, I issued one of our now famous YouTube challenges. This is where I'll ask our viewers to videotape themselves pulling a prank on their loved ones and post it to YouTube. Well, last Halloween, we got a great response when we asked parents to pretend they ate their children's Halloween candy. That video has almost 34 million views now, so we decided to do it again this year. Over the past 2 days, parents have been uploading video titled, "Hey Jimmy Kimmel, I told my kid I ate all their Halloween candy again." We got a lot of responses. We get a lot of responses, and we whittled them down, and now once again, I say in advance, sorry, kids.
I have to tell you something. Last night when you were in bed, Daddy and I ate all your candy.
What?
Okay, I have another confession to make.
No,
I was just.
I
eat all of your candy. Nothing.
Are you
recording
me? No.
We ate all your Halloween candy.
How are you crying? You forgive me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, babies. I love you.
I love you too.
I kind of ate all your Halloween candy.
You said I had to have it later.
Honey, I'll take you to the store. You can pick out whatever candy you want.
Mommy ate all your candy. Mommy was...
Jimmy Kimmel told me to do it.
Who's Jimmy Kimmel? My name is Jimmy Kimmel!
It's Kimmel. Hey, Hannah. Can you say hi to Larry Kimmel? Can you say hi, Larry Kimmel?
No.
Don't you want to share?
Yeah, but now I have no candy left.
And buddy, guess what? I'm just kidding. I didn't actually eat your candy.
Ooh, everything can happen.
Next Halloween.
No, but I wanted to eat some candy today.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Can't we just go get new ones?
No, we can't. We were so heartless. Guys, never want to go out to the trick again.
I'm sorry, Sierra, for eating all your candy.
That's okay.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
I ate it.
It's alright. Just watch you feel happy.
Are you out of the candy? Are you mad at me?
No.
You're not?
No. I'm just sad.
You're just sad?
Yeah. But when it's the next Halloween, we can share my candy.
Love you.
I love you.
See you next. Sometimes you're trick is the trick.
All right, so there it is. If you want to, you know, take a look at the video, you could go on YouTube, type in, I told my kid I ate all their Halloween candy again. And the expressions and the reactions of these kids is funny as hell. So you could check that out on YouTube.
What would you do if your parents ate your candy?
Man, if I was a little kid and I did that, my parents would whoop the crap out of me. Seriously. I would just have to say, okay, and then go to my room.
Like the other kid. Like the last girl.
You're like, okay.
Like the last kid.
Yeah, exactly.
What can you do? It's too late.
I can't do nothing about it. All right, so for the show, we have 3 more minutes here. I just want to just finally talk about the presidential election that's coming up here.
Right.
And that's going to be on Tuesday. And it looks like the polls right now, it looks like it's very close between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And
right.
It looks like, you know, there's people are trying to, they don't know whether Romney's going to get that many votes from black people. And, you know, of course he's not. Black people are going to vote for Obama. What do you think? I mean, come on now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm. We got to keep a black man. A black man can't be in office only 4 years. Got to be got to be official for at least 2 terms. Come on, man.
And then they're going to and then afterwards he's going to try to work with Bloomberg to get extended.
But it's pretty close right now between voters, so I think it's going to come down to the wire on Tuesday, you know.
Yeah. Gonna be a huge race.
I'm gonna vote for Obama because I think, you know, I think Mitt Romney, he's undecided right now. He's not really specific on some issues, and he's a flip flopper. You know, he flip flops a lot, and I just don't think he's ready to run a country yet. I think Obama, you know, although, you know, he hasn't lived up to expectations as far as the economy is concerned, but I think give him another 4 years and let's see if he can prove and back up what he initially, you know, promised us when we elected him as president, as far as, you know, getting the employment rate up and fixing the economy. So I think we should vote for him for another 4 years just to see if he can, fix, you know, the disaster that we're in right now. So I'm going to vote for Obama. I think we need to give him another 4 years. What about you, Will? Who are you voting for?
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
You're just voting for him because he's black. Well, I mean, hey, I'm voting for Obama, but, you know, then again, you know, I'm not going to tell people who to vote for. So, hey, if you feel Romney is a better candidate, you know, vote for him. You know, do what you want to do. But, hey, just remember, vote for the person that you think will help our country the most. Okay, and I think it's Obama, and if you feel that way too, vote for him. But if you feel Romney can run the country better than Obama, then vote for him. So we'll see what happens on Tuesday.
Yeah, we shall see.
Yeah, it's pretty close right now, but we'll see. All right, so with that, gonna end the show here. Again, I want to give my condolences and send out all my prayers to anyone that was affected by this Hurricane Sandy. And again, you can still help, and you can donate. Go to the Red Cross website or Salvation Army's website, donate some money, or if you want to volunteer, you know, you can go to the website. They have locations where you can go out and volunteer to help out with the effort. And so, any last words or anything else you want to say, Will?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I want to thank you for having me on the show. You know, as usual, and you know, I want to, you know, my thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to the people who, you know, definitely been directly affected with lost life and, you know, all those other stuff that, you know, are secondary to life and lost life. And of course, you know, I mean, it's a terrible segue, but my prayers are with you, and of course, feel free to check my show out tomorrow, you know, 6 p.m., only on Block Talk Radio. I know it's horrible, but.
What a great way to plug your show.
I know, it's horrible. I'm trying to look for a better way to say it, but, you know, it's unrelated, but, you know.
Yeah, but seriously, I'm just kidding with you. I'm just busting your balls.
My thoughts, you know, seriously do go out with the people, you know, out there. And,
amen.
You know, thank you.
So. Amen to that. So I'll see you guys next week here on IMAX, same time, Saturday night, 11 p.m. I'll end the show now with How the Yankees and their any game that they win with Frank Sinatra's New York, New York. I'll see you next week.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York. town blues. Oh, melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it. Up